The Child in Time by Ian McEwan. Read by Nathaniel Parker. Chapter 1. And for those parents for too many years misguided by the pallid relativism of self-appointed childcare experts. From the Authorised Childcare Handbook, HMSO. Subsidising public transport had long been associated in the minds of both government and the majority of its public with the denial of individual liberty. The various services collapsed twice a day at rush hour, and it was quicker, Stephen found, to walk from his flat to Whitehall than to take a taxi. It was late May, barely 9:30, and already the temperature was nudging the 80s. He strode towards Vauxhall Bridge past double and treble files of trapped, throbbing cars, each with its solitary driver. In tone, the pursuit of liberty was more resigned than passionate. Ringed fingers drummed patiently on the sill of a hot tin roof. White-shirted elbows poked through rolled-down windows. There were newspapers spread over steering wheels. Stephen stepped quickly through the crowds, through layers of in-car radio blather, jingles, high-energy breakfast DJs, news flashes, traffic alerts. Those drivers not reading listened stolidly. The steady forward press of the pavement crowds must have conveyed to them a sense of relative motion, of drifting slowly backwards. Jigging and weaving to overtake, Stephen remained as always, though barely consciously, on the watch for children. For a 5-year-old girl. It was more than a habit, for a habit could be broken. This was a deep disposition the outline experience had stenciled on character. It was not principally a search, though it had once been an obsessive hunt, and for a long time too. 2 years on.